أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة، وإن تصبهم حسنة يقولوا هذه من عند الله، وإن تصبهم سيئة يقولوا هذه من عندك، قل كل من عند الله، فما لهؤلاء القوم لا يكادون يفقهون حديثا. In the previous ayat, Allah explained that the munafiqeen, they are frightened to go out in the path of Allah. They are frightened for maut, for death, that they will get shaheed and that they will die. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains that if you don't die on the battlefield, doesn't mean you're going to live forever. Death is definitely for everyone, it is written. Wherever you may be, you may stay at home, but maut is written, it will come to you. If it doesn't come in the battlefield, doesn't mean Malakul Maut won't reach you, even if you are in strong towers. Wherever your time for maut and your place for maut, you will be taken, and maut will take you over. Aynama takunu yudrikumul maut. Jahan kahin tum honge, maut tumko aa pakregi. Wherever you are, and the time is set for your maut, the place is set, where your maut is going to come. So no matter how you try and escape maut, nobody can escape maut. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Each and every soul will taste of death. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجِ مُشَيْدًا. اگرچہ تم ہو مضبوط قلعوں میں, even if you are in strong towers and very fortified and very great security, but ملک الموت, wherever you are, he will reach and take your soul. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ يَقُولُ هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Another bad point of this munafiqeen was that in the various expeditions, the jihad expeditions, if the Muslims won, then they would say, this is from Allah's side, and just by chance the Muslims won. They don't really deserve it or anything, and it isn't for any of their good doing, just by Allah, and that also by chance that they won. And if the Muslims suffer a loss, etc., some difficulty, then they say this is from na'uz billah, because of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because na'uz billah is bad luck or is bad planning. So that answer Allah Ta'ala gives here. Allah says, يَقُولُونَ وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ يَقُولُ هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. اور اگر پہنچے لوگوں کو کچھ بھلائی تو کہے یہ اللہ کی طرف سے ہے. Whenever any goodness comes to the people, they win in the battle, they get a large amount of booty, etc., then they say this is just from Allah and just by chance. They got it, they don't deserve it or anything. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ. اور اگر ان کو پہنچے کچھ برائی, and if they suffer some losses, like in the battle of Uhud, etc., and they lose or anything, يَقُولُ هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ, تو کہے یہ تیرے طرف سے ہے. And they say this is because of you, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, or Nabi Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And they say it is your bad luck, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, or your bad planning. Allah says that is not the case at all. قُلْ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. کہہ دے کہ سب اللہ کے طرف سے ہے. Say to them that whatever it is, even if you win, it is by Allah. If you lose, it is also Allah's planning. Allah has set forth who will win, who will lose, in which battle there will be gains, in which battles there will be losses. This has been all set, and everything comes from her, from Allah Ta'ala. فَمَا لِهَاوْلَا الْقَوْمِ لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ حَدِيثًا. So کیا حال ہے ان لوگوں کا کہ ہرگز نہیں لگتے کہ سمجھے کوئی بات. What will be the condition of such people who never seem to understand? The matter is clear cut. Allah is in control of everything, and everything comes from Allah Ta'ala's side. But when are these people going to understand? What can make them understand? It seems that they just don't want to understand. مَا أَصْقَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. جو پہنچے تجھ کو کوئی بھلائی تو اللہ کی طرف سے. Any goodness that reaches you, it is from Allah Ta'ala's side. Allah's fadl, Allah's kindness, that goodness came to a person. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ اور جو کچھ برائے پہنچے سو وہ تیرے نفس کے طرف سے ہے. And whatever wrong and evil comes to a person, it is because of some wrong that he has done. Therefore, it comes from Allah Ta'ala, but because you did the wrong, you took the wrong action, etc. So therefore, from Allah Ta'ala's side, then you will suffer those conditions. وَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا اور ہم نے بھیجا تجھ کو پیغام پہنچانے والا لوگوں کو. And we have sent you as a rasool, a person who will convey our message to the people. That is the main object of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that he is the rasool of Allah, the messenger who brought Allah's message to mankind. His work is not to win battles and lose battles, that is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam 100% fulfilled that mission, no matter what criticism was made against him, no matter what difficulties they put in his path. But the message which Allah has blessed him with, and his duty was to convey to mankind, he delivered it fully and completely. So much so that in Hajjatul Wada, which was the last Hajj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and just a few months before he had passed away, he asked the people clearly that this duty of mine, this message I had to convey, Hal ballaghtu risala, have I conveyed this message? And everyone in one voice said, Qad ballaghta risala, definitely you have conveyed the message. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا اور اللہ کافی ہے سامنے دیکھنے والا. And Allah Ta'ala is enough as a witness. Allah knows it all, and Allah also testified that you have done your work and you have conveyed the message, and that was the real work of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has informed us not to be afraid of death. If we have to go for jihad, we should be ready. And wherever maut is written, maut will reach us. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I went about 60 times on the battlefield not to win the war, not to gain the spoils and booty. I went solely to become shaheed. And yet today maut is finding me on my bed at home. And ulama have written that Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid could have never been killed in any battle made shaheed, because he was called by Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Saifullah, the sword of Allah. And Allah's sword cannot break. That is, nobody could have ever defeated Abu Khalid ibn Walid because of the barakat of the title Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had given him. So in any case, we must be ready for all matters of deen, and no maut is written on its fixed time. Our duty is to uphold deen and to strive for deen and sacrifice for deen. May Allah give us all proper understanding and proper amal, inshallah. Subhanallah.